Generally speaking, in Buddhist teachings, when we talk about patience, we talk about three types of patience. The patience of voluntarily enduring suffering, which is basically patience with life and all of the things that can be uncomfortable and difficult about it. The patience of not retaliating, which is largely the patience of patience with other people. And then the patience of definitely thinking about Dharma, which is our patience with our meditation and our learning and so forth. And all of these three types of patience are very, very important. So patience with people is largely about seeing the situation through their eyes. It doesn't mean we have to agree with them, but we do need to understand them. Everybody is reasonable in their own eyes. Everybody thinks what they're doing makes sense, even when they're completely, completely, wildly losing the plot. At some level in their own mind, they think what they're doing is the only thing that makes sense, or certainly makes sense. And if we can't relate to that, you know, that's a failure of empathy on our part. Like the core of the practice of the patience of not retaliating is to be able to put ourselves in their position, understand what they're feeling and why they're feeling it, even if it's, you know, completely misguided, and even if the things they're doing are utterly counterproductive. If we can do that, our response to them will be gentle. Even if it has to be forceful, it will be loving. You know, like a parent. Like parents are sometimes very forceful with their children. You know, if a child is running into the road after a football, the parent isn't going to say, let's have a little conversation about that. The parent's going to grab them and drag them back in. And the child will feel like it's been mugged. But that's love. You know, love sometimes is forceful. It's from the point of view of the heart, it's gentle. But from the point of view of the behavior, not necessarily. You know, patience doesn't restrict what we can do. That's the mistake people make. People think, as long as I'm smiling, that's patience. Whereas we can smile with rampant anger. Or we can shout with a loving heart, with a patient mind. We can say no very forcefully with a patient heart. Or we can go along with someone's wishes angrily, thinking this isn't right. So the core of the patience of not retaliating is cherishing others. There's a line I wanted to read from the New Eight Steps to Happiness, which is just so beautiful. On page 60, the bottom line, Venerable Geshe says, "The solution to all the problems of daily life is to cherish others." And this is so true. We might be having a really torturous, difficult relationship with someone. But the moment we do that exercise and we see the situation from their point of view and we feel a little bit the pain that they're in, our heart softens. The sort of icy shards of resentment melt in our heart and we feel kindly towards them. We have a warmth towards them. It's a beautiful thing. The core of the patience of voluntarily enduring suffering, the sort of patience with life, is learning how to take lessons from life's problems. You know, like a gardener takes manure and turns it into flowers and vegetables. If we can learn how to turn difficult situations to our advantage, grow, develop qualities, you know, like a gardener of the heart, develop qualities that really matter to us from the challenging situation, then we lose our fear of it. Then we stop resenting it. Then we stop being in that sort of, no, I don't want this. It shouldn't be like this. And we can accept it and welcome it. And there are many, many different techniques that Buddha explains. Understanding about karma, understanding about renunciation, developing compassion. There's so many different techniques. And some of you at least will be very familiar with many of them. The crucial point, though, Venerable Geshe says, is we do not become a better person just by fulfilling our wishes for worldly success. We are as likely to develop the qualities that really matter, such as wisdom, patience, and compassion, through our failures as through our successes. There's a wrong view in the mind that thinks, if I just got my own way, all the time, if everyone just treated me how I think I deserve to be treated, if I just had all the things I want and none of the things I don't want, then I would have the truly happy life I'm looking for. And that's not true. We will find that happy life when our heart is governed by positive minds of compassion and patience and wisdom and so forth. And once we become clear on that point, then something that is inconvenient but helps us grow our patience, or something that's painful that helps us cultivate our compassion, or something we find difficult that helps us make our love more unconditional, we will think, I need this. This is not a bad thing. This may be not what I thought I wanted, but actually, from a wiser point of view, I need this. I welcome this. This is good. This is something that is helping me become the person I'm capable of being for myself and for others.